last Tuesday night right here in this church. The Spirit of the Lord dropped down. There was such a move of the Holy Ghost that when they finally did give it to me, the only thing I could talk about was the Holy Ghost. Wednesday night rolled around. We kind of drifted in the door. About a quarter till, all the home folks was even here. And the Holy Ghost started moving. By the time they gave me the service, the only thing I could talk about was a movement of the Holy Ghost. Well, last night, you know, I guess the law of averages will crash sometime. They gave me the service earlier, and I took a text, and I preached about the Holy Ghost and fire. And so I was just wanting to bring some of you visitors up to specs around here so you know that this ain't just some little casual firecracker that went off in this first song that we sang around here tonight. We've been working for this. We've been preaching about this. We've been praying about this. You know, last night, I told every one of them that there's a fire that other folks kindle. And the only thing that come out of that one was a snake for Paul. And in Isaiah, there's a fire that we kindle. And the only thing that does for us is turn into an idol. But in the book of Matthew, there's a fire that comes with the Holy Ghost that He kindles. And when that happens, you lose control of a service. You lose control of yourself. You lose control, and He takes control. And the next thing that happens, you're right in the middle of revival. When that Holy... I don't know her name. Stand up here in front of the pulpit. But I don't think that she's just doing that because she wants you to see what she's got on tonight. Because other nights, she's not been doing that. But when that Holy Ghost and fire reaches down and touches a person, they forget who's here, who ain't here. She don't even act like I'm in the place. Me preaching is the last thing on her mind. That's how it happens when the Holy Ghost has His way. He comes down and nothing matters except feeling Him. Now listen. Sounds good, don't it? You don't usually hear stuff like that at ball games. It's wonderful. You don't normally see your children shouting and falling into the floor at some of them activities. It's wonderful. But I'm going to tell you something. As far as I can see and from where I'm standing, if anything happens in this building tomorrow night, it'll be because we didn't offend the moving of the Holy Ghost tonight. If you want to put a shutdown on your home, your family, or your ministry, or anything about working for God, you just close the Holy Ghost down when He's trying to get inside of you. And I'm going to guarantee it, the next time you need Him, it'll be harder. The next time you try to feel Him, it'll be harder. And I'm going to tell you something, it's hard enough already. I don't want to miss Him. I don't want to let Him get away. I don't want to let Him walk out the door. Let me tell you what I'd do. Let me tell you what I'd do if I was you. We'll give it back to the pastor. But I'm going to tell you what I'd do if I was you. If I was a man, and I was sitting in this room right now, and there was something missing in my experience, and I would like to get a fresh touch of the Spirit of the Lord, let me tell you what I'd do if I was you. If I was a visitor, church member here, I'd really do it if I was a member here. But whether a church member, visitor, from here, from Virginia, you may have drove in from Missouri just to hear me preach. Let me tell you what I'd do if I was you. If I was in this room and this move of the Holy Ghost was going on, and from my vantage point, all I was doing was watching, and I wasn't really feeling, I'd ease up from where I'm at. I'd slip around that side wall. I'd come down here toward this altar, and I'd look around at a few of these guys and say, lay your hand on me. I need to feel a brand new touch of desire. I need to feel a revival down inside my heart. I've had a hard week. I've gone through a hard place. I've been going through a hard valley. And I'd like to feel the whole. I'm going to make a guarantee. Woo! 100% guarantee. You won't get what you need a holding back. But you can get what you need a pressing in. Let me tell you what else I'd do. If I was a sister in this service tonight, whether you're from here or someplace, especially if you're from here, and it's been a while since you have yielded to a touch of the Holy Ghost, let me tell you what I'd do. I'd ease up from where I'm at, slip down that side wall, tell all those young ladies, just kind of get out of the way. I'd gravitate up toward the front, and I'd wait for a few of these sisters to gather around and lay their hands on you. That's what I'd do if I was you. The reason I would do that is, next Monday, you're liable to need the power of the Holy Ghost. Next Tuesday, your marriage may need the power of the Holy Ghost. Next Wednesday, your children may need the power of the Holy Ghost. And he's in the house right now. You know what I'd do if I was a teenager? If I was a young person and I didn't have enough of the power of God on my life to blow the fuzz off a peach, I'd ease up from where I'm at. I'd step out into an aisle. I'd make my way down toward the front. I'd brush right by that sister there if I was you, because there's something happening in that little center right there. I'd kind of get kind of close there. When you went by, I'd throw my hands up and I'd say, they preach about the Holy Ghost. We talk about the Holy Ghost. We crave the Holy Ghost. We testify about the Holy Ghost. We talk about how he used to help us, how he used to bless a church, and how he used to send revival. Whoa! Hallelujah! We're liable to be right in the middle of another one where the Holy Ghost is trying to have his way. If I was a discouraged preacher, I'd step out, walk down this direction, glance at Brother Savage, take a quick look at Brother Edenfield, throw my hands up. Let them men lay their hands on you. And right here tonight in this service, get a transfusion of the same call of God that you got back the night that you first felt him talk to your heart and talk to your life. If I was a preacher's wife and I was a battling discouragement, or I was a battling depression, or I was a battling oppression, I tell you what I do right now, and it's legal. I'd push my husband out of the way.
Yes, come on.
I'd step out to an aisle. I'd come down this direction. And by the time you get to the front, Sister Savage and my wife will be there to greet you. Along with the Holy Ghost. There ain't nobody has to leave this house tonight without the touch of God in their life. If you want it. If you want it! I don't have the slightest idea what I'm going to preach tomorrow night. I ain't got the slightest idea what I'm going to preach Sunday morning. I got a feeling that I won't be preaching it back in Missouri. But I ain't got the slightest idea what I'm going to be preaching Sunday morning. But I do have this idea. If the Holy Ghost ain't here tomorrow night and on Sunday morning, preaching ain't going to get her done no way. I'm telling you, if you're going to go home and have any kind of anointing in your church, it's going to be because the Holy Ghost had His way in your life. And wouldn't it be something if He planned all week long to drop down in this service tonight and do for somebody that they weren't expecting to be done unto, and they receive a revival touch before they walk out of these doors? Yes, well, look up there at whoever's been singing. I'm going to tell them to sing. I'm going to turn around and look at some of these that are seeking the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to tell them to keep at it. And I tell you what I'd do. If I went to church here and wasn't feeling very much or hadn't felt much in a little while, I'd just get up, meander up toward the front, look at some of the fellows and say, lay your hand on me. I'm not near as excited about the blessings of God as I ought to be. Is there anybody sitting in this house that don't feel excited? Is there anybody in here you're not excited about your preaching? Not excited about your church? Not excited about your Sunday school class? Not excited about your children? Not excited about the Lord coming? Not excited about revival? You're a candidate! You're a candidate to get your service right here on the altar front! I'm looking for somebody in this house that's sitting back there in the pew that's saying to themselves right now, I really wish I was a feeling some of that. I really wish I was a feeling some of that. This is your lucky night, because you're not even going to have to sit through an old, wet, dead, dry, long sermon in order to have revival. All you have to do is lean back and say, I'm going to let Him have His way in my life. I'm going to let Him have His way in my life, in my marriage, in my job, in the way I'm raising my children. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost have His way. What about it, sister? I'm going to let the Holy Ghost have His way in my heart and in my home. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost have His way in the very needs that I have, in the very life that I have. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost. What about it, teenager, young person? What about it? I want the Holy Ghost. I just go to church, but I'm not feeling it. I listen to preaching, but I don't let it help me. I go to church, but I'm bored. I'm not enjoying the touch. I'm telling you, woo! Revival says you can get help in the Holy Ghost.
Help us, Lord. Would you help us, Lord?
You fellas, He's in there among them. Hallelujah. It's your move. This is our Friday night. This is our revival. This is our service.
It's ready. You've got
this is our service.
Move, move, move. Gotta move.